today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
He's also called the Breasted One, El Shaddai. Glory to God. You have no milk from your mother, don't worry about it. He's going to make sure you get everything you need. Glory to God. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And for the increase of his government there shall be no end.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Amazing Benefit of Faithful Stewardship. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 24.
Colossians 3 and 23. And the word of the Lord reads like this, and whatever you do, and whatsoever you do, and whatever you do, if y'all will say amen, I'll keep going. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will what? Receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ, or the Anointed One. Do it as unto the Lord and not unto men. One of the reasons why people get hurt in ministry is because we get hurt by people. We're expecting people to treat us a certain way. But you got to do what you do as unto the Lord. A lot of church hurt is tied to that. I'm not here that everybody would speak to me. Some people will never speak to me. They don't feel it. That's okay. I'm doing what I do. I preach and teach as unto the Lord. And you need to be that way as well. I want to do part two of a message from the stewardship series as we wrap this up. And it's entitled, The Amazing Benefit of Faithful Stewardship. The Amazing Benefit of Faithful Stewardship. We've talked about ownership, responsibility, and then accountability. And Charmaine dealt with the art of stewardship. I recommend every millennial to listen to the 8 o'clock service and get that in your repertoire and hit the QR code in the foyer so you can be at the next focus meeting. But I really believe you need to get that, the art of stewardship. And today we're dealing with the amazing benefit of faithful stewardship. Father, I give you praise and thanks for this moment, for the gathering of people, your people, the ecclesia, the fellowship, the church of Jesus Christ. We give you praise as I speak. I pray that you would open our ears to hear, that our minds would be aflame to comprehend. Give us a heart to receive and a spirit to contain your word. And for this we give you praise, for the benefit of knowing and practicing, to be hearers and doers of the word. Let it be so in every heart, soul, mind, and strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I really enjoyed worship today. It spoke to my spirit. Come on, clap your hands for the worship here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I was talking to the group at 8 o'clock this morning about our five-prong approach to launching the new service, the new ministry in the city of Titusville. God has favored Titusville. I said God has favored the city. And our ministry is extending its influence into the city of Titusville. It will start in Lincoln Park and expand. We're dropping a pebble in Lincoln Park and it will expand. Here's how we're going to do it. Pastor Pastor Sabrina just led a team down there on yesterday to pray. I think it was 19 that gathered to pray. That prayer is powerful. We are bathing the atmosphere in prayer. Don't ever try to do anything in the earth if you haven't spent the time on your knees to ask heaven to come into the moment. And Pastor led that group. The people of God went down, joining with people who are coming into the ministry from the Christian Life Center of Titusville to pray and to seek the Lord and for his mighty hand to be demonstrated in the city and upon the work. And we're also going to bring administration into the city. So administration from here will extend into the city until we raise up a group that will be able to manage at the level in which we do it here, the business of the work. That is people who are gifted, not just folk who desire to do it, but you're called to do administration. And you are connected with the ministry. So we will cover the work there. We're also going to put boots on the ground. The Ambassadors for Christ is going to invade the area. Dolores is going to take a team and we're going to go door to door. And we're going to knock on doors. We're going to press palms and kiss babies and pass out water. And we're going to talk about Jesus from door to door, just like the old folk used to do. And we're going to ask God to touch it. And he's going to transform the city. There's power in evangelism. I said there's power in evangelism. Expect it to happen. Pastor Clark, Eric Clark, that's E-R-R-I-C-K, not E-R-I-C. It is not my biological brother that's going to be pastoring there. We're in trouble if he's going to pastor there. I say we'll be in trouble if Eric is pastoring that. Eric Clark from this ministry is going to be the senior pastor there. Amen. And I believe God to touch his life. And I'm giving him some of my honor by speaking to you all. He will deal with the people. His job is to deal with the people. If you ever become a part of that, you cannot get out ahead of him to deal with the people. He will be the one, the voice to the people. And that's how it should be. Everybody else back up and wait on him. If you want to work with him and he don't do what you say and you quit, you need to stay down here somewhere. You don't even understand order. Nobody's trying to baby nobody when we go to Titusville. You need to understand we're part of a team. Work with his timing. He's the coach. He will deal with the team. If you're playing on a basketball team, the coach decides who goes in. Not the team players. Come on, man. Don't tell me you love the Magic and you can't handle what I'm doing. Get lost with that. We need to move forward, and I will deal with the principalities over the city. I'm coming against every power and ruler and spiritual wickedness in high places. If you work with me, you don't get out ahead of me. Let me deal with it. It's going to open up a portal in that city. And as we go in, you're going to see God deliver. People are going to come out of graves because we're going to steward it well. By the way, I see Reverend Brown here, Elder Brown. He did a magnificent job at the funeral on Friday. Magnificent. He told me, he said, Bishop, I've never done that before. I never officiated. I was like, wow, man. It's just an amazing thing to see. He did a fantastic job. That man quoted Psalm 20 from memory. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we will trust in the name. I was like, my God. It was perfect. Perfectly set. I just wanted to say that. Beautiful, man. Family was blessed, I was blessed, and the church was blessed, and I'm grateful to that. whatever you do, whether that is music ministry or sound or preaching or teaching, singing or working in production. And that's why we're targeting our young adults, because we need you to get involved. Many of you need to be a part of production. Your flavor needs to be involved. We need your taste, your particular flavor, to be mixed into what we're doing now. And I would love you, especially designers and people who have the ability to create. Like every time I preach, there's a graphic that should go with the message that I'm preaching. And if you have that ability, you should be a part of the team. And there are a lot of young adults who maybe you've never felt like you can contribute. Well, we're targeting you now. We want you on the team. Whatever you do, we need to do it heartedly, as unto the Lord. I know you work basically for the senior pastor here in the ministry, but you do it as unto the Lord. He is the one that really repays or pays us. He gives us an award, or he rewards us for our stewardship over whatever we've been called to do. I'm reminded in our men's conference, Dave Bryan, he took his drone and he was flying it over the church, and the children were fascinated, the young people were fascinated with that. He brought his skill set to the men's conference, and we need to be more tailored as it relates to that. And I'm grateful to have he and his lovely wife, Tony Ann, to be a part of our ministry. We need you to be involved. Whatever it is, do it as unto the Lord. If I say everybody wear red and you're wearing red, you don't have to come to me and say, Bishop, I'm wearing red. Because you're doing it as unto the Lord. I can see that you're wearing red, but do it as unto the Lord. Even if I miss it and don't say anything, it shouldn't bother you, because you're doing it as unto the Lord. Believe me, I get a lot, I do a lot, and sometimes people don't even say thank you. But I do what I do as unto the Lord. He is going to repay. I believe that. He pays it forward. He pays it forward. And I believe we need to have the same mindset and the same judgment. For those of you that weren't here, I want you to listen to the 8 o'clock message, because it will give you part one of this. I need to move forward and cover more ground. The reward carries two perspectives. Number one, it carries temporal and eternal perspectives. A temporal and eternal perspective, and then it has an earthly and a heavenly perspective. So the first perspective is temporal and eternal. That's time, temporary and eternal. The reward also covers earthly and heavenly. That has to do with matter and space. God will bless you in the earth, and you're going to be blessed when you get to heaven. He's going to bless you now, and he's also going to bless you eternally. You can expect it to come. Jesus said, if you forsake anything or lose anything for me in this life, you're going to regain it. Not when you get to heaven. God is going to bless you for what you do for him. If you forsake father and mother for him, you're going to regain that while in the earth, not when you get to heaven. And I believe believers need to understand that all of us are part of the ecclesia. We've been called out of the numbers of our world, and God has inserted us into his church for a divine purpose. He is the Father. Glory to God. And for those that don't have father and mother, don't worry about it. He is our Father. He's also called the Blessed One, El Shaddai. Glory to God. You have no milk from your mother, don't worry about it. He's going to make sure you get everything you need. Glory to God. Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And for the increase of his government there shall be no end. So if you miss father and mother, don't let the devil hurt you over that. You have a father and a mother in God and a church family that's going to walk with you. We can't do everything for you because you got to do what you do as unto the Lord. So just get into the church and stay there and be ready when Jesus comes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The earthly abundance is tied to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6 through 8. If you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. But if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. I'm going to get into it in a moment. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but there's power in your seed. There's power in your seed. Can anybody go to the bank and say, I want some money. I want some money from the bank, and you never put money in it? That doesn't even make sense, does it? You can't go over there, knock on the door and say, or bang your head. I had a lady come to me and say, Bishop, you know, I went on a cruise and I gambled all of my money away and I just need, I said, what you need? You did what? I gambled all my money away. I said, well, go back to the slot machine and lay your head on it. Lay your head on the slot machine and say, please, slot machine, give me some money. You don't gamble your money. That's no stewardship at all. You took a chance by faith on a slot machine? How about putting that same faith in God? If you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. But if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. That's Bible. It's very important for us to be good stewards. Take what you have, break off a portion for God. Teach your children to do the same thing. Before you buy anything, break off something for God. That's one of the things that I believe our elderly ones, many of them are in the grave, taught us as they were young mothers and fathers. And that is, okay, I know you want to buy some gum, but take this penny, this quarter, this dime, this dollar, and you put it in the offering. I don't know if young people are doing that today. We just say take it. And they're selfish when they take it. They're going to buy things for themselves. But you got to learn how to give something back to God. That's why the Bible says train them up in the way they should go. That when they're old, they will not depart. You're not helping your children when you say, that's yours, baby. No, a portion of that is God's. And a portion of that you should share. And then the rest is yours. It should be trained by mothers and fathers. Glory to God. And I believe God will be with it everywhere you go. A portion of that you should give. Glory to God. Now, we can't track it. Don't put it in an envelope and put some scribble on it, because if you just put one letter on it, they got to store it. So sometimes if it's changed, just put it in the offering. And we'll count it and keep it moving. And as they grow, you can start helping them with stewardship. We're going to do a class for young people to teach them how to become better stewards. You can have a budget as a young person. If you got $100, you don't spend it all on what you like. You got to save a portion of it. You got to think about the future. Start when you're young. Let me help you. When you're in your 20s, get life insurance. When you're in 20s, get life insurance. Establish it. $1 million coverage. And pay on it. It's very cheap for you. You will thank me when you get 60. Start some type of portfolio, some type of investment plan when you're in your 20s. You have a 1.568 million when you get my age. You won't be worrying about anything. And you can leave an inheritance to your children's children if you don't think about you. And no one really taught us that, but I'm here now. And I believe God wants me to tell you to do that. Many of us missed it because we didn't get the training. But those of you that are young, I was young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed beg bread. And because I'm old, I got a little wisdom, and I'm telling you what you need to do. The greatest transfer of wealth is life insurance. That's when you die, somebody's able to get it. And if you don't train them, they'll spin it up just as quick as they got it.
You're trying to protect them. They'll buy cars and houses and go on cruises and do everything else and won't invest it themselves. Well, I'll preach myself happy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The physical benefit is tied to 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. If you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. But if you sow bountifully, you will bountifully reap. God wants to bless you on the earth by enriching you. Say enrichment. This is the reward. Out of John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and life more abundant." He wants to enrich you. Glory to God. He wants to enrich you. Write it down. God favors good stewardship. Favor comes to good stewards. The enrichment is not just with finances or financial prosperity, which a lot of people are drawn to that. God didn't want you to be enriched financially so you can be a miser or miserable in the house of God. The root word of miserable is miser, which means you're stingy. That means we can sow into the magic, we can sow in the cruises, we can sow into department chains, but when it comes to God, we can't find nothing. Then you'll become miserable. I think according to the scripture, if you want grace in your house, break off something for God. Because what he does is when you give to him, he gives you grace. Sufficiency for all things. That's why your homework, you need to read 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 through 15. Verse 6 through 15. I don't see people writing. I'm a teacher now. You gotta, if you're with me, you should be writing something down. You can't remember all of that. God releases all grace. The mold on the walls of your house, the dampness that's creating mold, will dry up when the sun of his grace shines into your house. The reason why we're stale in the house, there's a stale smell, is because there's no new grace. Sufficient for all things. More smiles would happen. More working together. There will be no squeak in your wheel or in your joints. You will be more mobile and fluent as you go if you start thinking about God so he can release grace into your members. There shouldn't be a grind when you walk from day to day. There should be grace. Thank you, Lord. God favors good stewardship. He does not enrich us because with financial prosperity for us to become miserable or stingy. Watch this. Or hoarding the abundance. In other words, it's all about me. This is what I've had. But God wants to bless you to be a blessing. You know, God can bless you in such a way that you can write a check for $1,000 to the church and it won't hurt your pocket. That's where I want to be. I want to be in a place where I'm not just taking care of temporal things, but I can bless the Lord and shout. I can bless him at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Now, if I said, who wants to be a millionaire? At least 7 of you all would stand up. But if you had the millions, would you bless God?
Yes.
Thank you, God. He told me 7 of you will rise up. I had a lady tell me yesterday, Bishop, you've pronounced that a millionaire, 7 millionaires were going to rise up. Well, I've risen up in terms of my assets. I have a million now. But I don't have the cash. I said, well, believe him. Believe God that he can finish the work. That not only will you have the assets, but you'll have the cash. And it won't just be about what you can do, because prosperity is not set up or tied up with the abundance of the things that we can collect. It's tied up in resources and liquidation, glory to God, so you can bless God and his system in the earth. He told Abraham, I gave you the power to get wealth that you can establish my covenant. And God will bless you if he can trust you to establish his covenant.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Amazing Benefit of Faithful Stewardship, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2403-1708. That's reference number 2403-1708.
If you are ready to share words of hope and healing and use your talents to bring great joy to many people, then the Nursing Home Ministry is looking for you. To get involved, see Gordon Brown or email inspirationalcare@truthrevealed.org. Ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School in the Sanctuary at 10 a.m.
High school seniors, if you plan to attend a historically black college or university immediately after graduation, the $1,000 ICANN scholarship is for you. The application period is open until Saturday, March 30th. Visit ICANNscholar.com for the requirements and to submit your application. Email ICANN2scholar@gmail.com with any questions. Thrive Youth Ministry is the place to connect middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high-energy environment where they can learn and grow together every Sunday at 11 a.m. Join the movement and thrive with us.
On Sunday, April 7th, Truth Reveal will celebrate 29 years of Kingdom Life and its founding as a beacon of God's light, unveiling truth to the nations. Trim Nation, let us thank God for allowing our church to thrive and for his goodness to bless our future as a community.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.